Ladies and gentlemen, as a member of the European Parliament, I consider the protection of minority rights to be a matter of my heart, especially the advocacy of the rights of the Transcarpathian Hungarian community, since it's my homeland. It is very difficult to talk recently about the minority rights, because in Ukraine, human lives are on stake due to Russia's aggressive war against Ukraine. I can say with certainty that both me and the Transcarpathian Hungarian minority condemn Russia's unjustified war against Ukraine. We respect and stand for Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity. Transcarpathian Hungarians are loyal citizens of Ukraine, and young Hungarian people had also given their lives for the protection of the country. Transcarpathia is a safe part of Ukraine at the moment, providing significant support and shelter for about more than 300,000 people fleeing the war zones. From the first days of the intrusion, the Hungarian community in Transcarpathia, the churches and the educational institutions immediately stood up for giving a helping hand to these people. The world is standing firm for Ukraine, including Hungary, which started a humanitarian action providing support to Ukrainian people. Medical treatment for injured Ukrainian soldiers and schooling for the children of refugees. Contribute to the development of bomb shelters for educational institutions in Transcarpathia or provide food and medical supplies to areas in need. We hope that peace will come back soon to Ukraine and rebuilding of the destroyed infrastructure and economy can start, and the society returns to consolidation of the everyday life. We need peace to continue the reform and harmonization processes required for EU integration, including the observation of the rights and freedoms of national minorities living in Ukraine. What we really wish is tolerance and legal guarantees for our mother tongue education. Thank you.